Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're here, Braden Chen, on second edition of Cup of Joe. First one went pretty good. And Braden, I just want to talk to you about the last few days, a little time off after round number one. How did you spend your first few days, a little time off?
First day, relaxed, didn't leave the coach. Second day, a little work going at the rink. You know, it's good to just get some time to heal the body, relax, and get a couple practice days in, we're good to go.
Well, you've been in this situation before between rounds. Is it nice to sit back, and you mentioned relaxing your couch, to watch playoff hockey and just be a fan for once?
I mean, I think you're kind of a fan of it every night. It's pretty exciting to watch, I think, as a hockey player when you're in it. To kind of see how other teams are doing. The playoffs, it's hard fought. Every series is such a battle. Obviously the best time of year to watch hockey, and I think everyone around the locker room watches it for the most part.
What do you like about these top teams being eliminated in the playoffs? Does it kind of feel like doors are starting to open up more and more and give these bottom seed chances a little bit better chance to win the cup? Or what's the feeling when you see Tampa go down, Calgary go down?
They're top teams in their regular season, but besides Tampa, everyone's separated by 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points, whatever it may be. That's only 3 or 4 wins throughout the whole year, which isn't a whole lot. So I don't think you look at it as the doors are opening, and I think it's what it does say, it's wide open for everyone, but at the same time, you just look at your matchup, obviously being Dallas, and you don't really worry about who's winning other series. You got to worry about yours, and one at a time.
We mentioned routine. Does it help to open up at home, to get more of a routine? Last round, we had to open up in Winnipeg, but here we are tonight in St. Louis, open up round two.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, home ice advantage, that's what you play for. All year. So for us to get a chance to play in front of our fans tonight, we're looking forward to it. Enterprise is rocking in the first round. Expect no different in the second.
If you had to compare Dallas and Winnipeg to their strengths and weaknesses, what's something that might be a challenge in this round versus Dallas that maybe we didn't see as much versus Winnipeg in round one?
I think with Klingberg, Heiskanen, guys like that on the back end, they're pretty mobile. They're as good as skaters as anyone in the league. Obviously, their top line with Ben and Sagan and Radulov, they're playing well. So, I just got to focus on those guys, just like any other team on their top line. You got to key in on them. But I think what people don't talk about Dallas enough is their depth. They have they're pretty deep, sneaky deep team. They got guys like Como and Faskin and Cogliano and guys like that playing well for them. Obviously, for them to beat Nashville, so. Everyone's talking, beat Nashville, beat Winnipeg, but a team that wasn't talked enough about, I think, is Dallas. They come on hard in the second half of the season, and it's going to be a tough matchup.
And their goaltender, last one, Braden, 6'7", Ben Bishop. How do you beat him?
You tell me, Joey. You shoot on him all the time. I'm not sure. So, we obviously do a little scouting report on him and stuff like that, but he's a big goalie, played well this year, so we're going to have to make it difficult on him.
Thanks, Braden. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, Cup of Joe.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.